The Miller. The miller of the mill at Chamawatz on the river said to a red adobe woman who came with corn to be ground into meal, "Wait here outside the mill. Do not come inside." The woman had come alone from town. It was raining, the wind was blowing cold, and she had no coat or shawl. She said, "Let me just stand inside the doorway while I wait." The miller said, "Very well, wait in the doorway, but come no farther in, and keep your back turned to the room and your face turned to the outdoors." She stood in the doorway of the miller's house, and he took the sack of corn into the house of the wheel. She waited. The cold wind blew in the door. A fire was burning in the hearth in the room behind her. She thought, "What harm can it do if I go in there?" Presently she came into the room, close to the fire, but she came backwards, with her face turned to the outdoors. She stood there with her back to the fire. The miller came in through the house, behind her. He said, "I have been milling all day. The stone is too hot, and I cannot grind your corn now. Come back for it tomorrow." The woman did not want to go and come back in the wind and rain. She said, "I will wait till the stone cools." The miller said, "Very well, wait in this room, but do not come into the other room, and keep your face turned to the outdoors." He went back to the wheelhouse. For a long time the woman waited in the hearth room and heard nothing but the river running and the rain falling and the mill wheel turning. She thought, "What harm can it do if I go into the other room?" Presently she went into the inner room to see what was there. There was nothing in that room but the bedding rolled up, and beside it a book. She took the book and opened it. On the page she opened it to, there was nothing written but one word, her name. She was frightened seeing that. She put the book down and went to the hearth room to leave the house, but the miller was standing in the doorway. She ran back into the inner room. He followed her and said, "Unroll the bedding." She unrolled the bedding and laid it out. She was afraid of him, although he did not hurt her. He told her to lie down on the bed, and she lay down. He lay down with her. When that was done, he stood up naked and gave her the book, saying, "This is yours." She took it and turned the pages. On each page of the book her name was written, and no other word. The miller had gone out of the room. She heard the mill wheel turning. She fastened her clothing and ran out of the house. She looked back and saw the high mill wheel turning in the rain. The water that ran from the blades of the wheel was red. She ran into the town, crying out. People came to Chamawatz, to the mill. They found the miller. He had leaped into the mill race, and the wheel had taken him up and crushed him down. It was still turning. After that, the mill was burned and the millstones broken. There is no place now called Chamawatz.